you do something, be turning your Bibles to Psalms chapter number 61. When you do something for a long period of time, like teach a Sunday school class or even pastor a church, you can kind of just get used to it.
Yeah.
And you start just going through the motions, and you just start relying on what you've done in the past instead of digging. But every now and then we ought to come and just ask God to renew our burden for what He's given us to do. Amen. Have you ever got to the place in the ministry, whether you're in the bus ministry or Sunday school class or whatever, you just kind of lost your excitement about it? You're still faithful. You know, that's just a human side of us. We're going to go through those times. But when we do, we need to ask God to give us our zeal back. Amen? Psalms chapter number 61. I could not believe the song Sister Janice picked to sing. I love that song. And how fitting I felt like it was with the scripture that I felt the Lord laid on my heart tonight. I never forget the first time I heard Miss Renee Hill sing that song. And I believe was probably right after she had written it. And she had no idea what was going on in my heart or my life. But that song came at a time when I needed it. And I've just always drawn strength and encouragement from it. I want you to look at Psalms chapter number 61 tonight. And listen to David as he says, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee." Now watch this next statement. He said, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." David said, "Hear my cry, O God." And he jumps down here in verse number 2. He said, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee." When my heart is overwhelmed. When my heart is overwhelmed. I'm going to talk to you about just that little statement right there for a few minutes tonight and give you some things that David said in Psalms chapter number 61 that I think will help us when our heart is overwhelmed. How many of you know what that means to be overwhelmed? Come on, everybody, surely you've been there. Just seemed like one more straw would be it, would break the camel's proverbial back. Amen. I mean, just don't seem like anything worse could happen, and then, lo and behold, it does.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Just when you think you've got the bills under control, here comes another one that you wasn't planning on. Or something happened. Y'all know what I'm talking about? When your heart is overwhelmed. I don't know how you feel or how you would explain that thing of having your heart overwhelmed, but it would almost be like, "God, this is more than I can handle. This is more than I can take." Paul approached the Lord about that thorn in his flesh, and God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And boy, we can quote that verse and we can shout about it and we can sing about it, but sometimes that verse is hard lived. Amen. And we know all the right things to say, and we know the right way to act, but it makes no difference when that thing gets real in your life. When you want to crawl in a hole somewhere and hide. Amen. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. Oh yeah. Sometimes I get overwhelmed just with me. Anybody know what I mean? What I'm talking about? I just get overwhelmed with my own self, and I'll begin to have a pity party, if you will, and start beating myself up. Sometimes I need to beat myself real bad, but sometimes, you know, you just want to crawl in a hole somewhere and pat yourself on the back, you know what I'm saying, and convince yourself what a good person you are and blah, 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 and all that stuff. But sometimes it just gets too much. Sometimes we get to a place where we say, God, I need a break. Brother Shane Reese, we were talking on the phone the other day when they were talking about the possibility of cutting his foot off. And Brother Shane said, Brother Eddie, when will I get a break? He said that. When? By the way, I felt better about my being overwhelmed after talking to him. Yeah. If you're feeling a little bit down and you think things ain't going well for you, call Brother Shane. Spend about an hour talking to him. Amen. You'll be thankful for what you're dealing with, I guarantee you. And I hung up the phone and I literally just questioned God. And I said, God, I don't understand it. Why does that guy have to go through everything that guy goes through? Why can he not catch a break? Why is it storm after storm after storm and thunder after thunder and lightning after lightning? It just wasn't just one bad thing. He's been here for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And it seems like the whole time I've known Brother Shane, it's been like a cloud over his head everywhere he goes. That can get overwhelming. That can get overwhelming. I don't know how to keep you and I from getting overwhelmed. That's life. It's going to snowball on us every now and then. I don't know how to, there's no way. People who stand up and say, I'm never in a bad mood and I'm always happy, you're lying. Amen. I mean, yeah, or dead one, Brother Freddie said. You're lying or you're dead. We all have bad days. We can't stop them. I mean, we don't have to live there 24/7. But we're all going to have those times when we're overwhelmed. I want you to notice some things that David said tonight that I think might help us. When we find ourselves in a place where our heart is overwhelmed, notice what David said. Very first words out of his mouth, hear me. Hear me, O God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying pray. I'm saying pray. Sister Janice used to sing that song. I hadn't heard it in years. It said, when you don't feel like praying. I believe Kyler Rowland wrote that song. It said, when you don't feel like praying, pray. How many of you go through spells where you don't feel like praying? I mean, you just literally feel like you're wasting your breath and wasting your time. Hey, that's when we need to buckle down and pray our hardest. Hear me, O God. He said, hear me. God, I need your attention. My heart is overwhelmed. There's more on me than I can bear. I feel like I'm fixing to buckle under the pressure. God, hear me. Amen. A desperate plea. God, please, please hear my prayer. God, please. Do you know what a difference it makes when you know God's heard you? Come on, I'm talking about in your prayer life. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, he may not have given a direct answer, but you know you was hooked up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. You know, man, didn't that just make you feel better all of a sudden? Yeah. Maybe God didn't flash lights in the sky and give you a sign or tell you this is how to handle it or that's how to handle it, but all of a sudden in your prayer time, all of a sudden you felt like you had an audience with heaven. And you found comfort in just knowing God did hear me. God did hear my cry. God did hear me when my heart was overwhelmed. Amen. It makes a difference. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying keep praying. Look at verse number 2. He said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Not only am I going to pray, I'm not going to stop praying, he said. Not only is I'm going to holler out, hear me, O God. I'm not just going to holler at one time. I'm going to holler it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. He said, to the end of the earth, I'm going to cry. He's made up his mind. The greatest thing we can do is steal away somewhere and pray when things get overwhelming. I know me. I don't need you to point out my faults, but I can tell you this. When I get overwhelmed, it's when I do the least amount of praying. I don't know if anybody else is like that or not. But when it loads up and it gets heavy and the burdens are real, that's when I do my least amount of praying. Because my flesh is weak. I'm at a vulnerable state. And I honestly don't feel like I could get one through the ceiling. Are you listening to me? We all have those days. And when we do have those days, we need to pray hard. You ever made yourself? I mean, just made yourself. I mean, you feel like just to do your duty, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, you know what I'm saying? Some little cheesy kid's prayer. Something we can rattle off right quick just so we can say we've prayed. But boy, when we get to these places is when we really need to talk to God. You know what I say to Him? I said this to God yesterday. What is wrong with me? You ever ask God that? God, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel it? Somebody who ought to have more to shout about than anybody on the face of the earth. Oh yeah, we're talking about a man after God's own heart right here. And if David got there, who do we think we are? Amen. He was a strong man. He was a mighty man. This is not some weakling we're talking about. He was a warrior. We're talking about a man as a teenage boy took a bear in his hands and killed a bear with his bare hands and a lion. Amen. It wasn't no sissy. We're talking about the one who defeated the giant. But yet we find him here, he's overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed. And if he gets there, and if he could get there, surely you and I could get there. Amen. Hear me. Hear me. Maybe instead of when we get to the place where we feel a little overwhelmed, instead of backing off our prayer life, maybe we ought to step it up. Maybe we ought to step it up and say, okay, I prayed 10 minutes yesterday, I'm going to pray 20 today. Or maybe I don't feel like praying, so I'm going to pray an extra time today. I'm going to spend a little extra time. I know I prayed this morning, but I'm going to pray again at lunch. You ever prayed about something, especially when you're going through one of those periods and you feel like you're overwhelmed? And you pray about something in the morning or whenever it may be and you feel like you got a little victory, but you beat down by lunch again? I ain't in here by myself, am I? By lunch, you feel as bad as you did before you prayed that morning? Pray again. Pray again. Get the victory over it again. You come home that afternoon, it still feels awful and you still feel overwhelmed. Pray again. I'm telling you, prayer works. Prayer works. It's hard to stay in a bad frame of mind. David said my heart was overwhelmed, but it ain't really the heart, is it? It's about 6-8 inches higher. It's right up here. There's a war and a battle going on. It's hard to stay in a bad frame of mind when you're praying. When you're praying. I mean, boy, you just get to going through, pick your Psalms out and just start reading to God. Tell Him how wonderful He is. Tell Him how marvelous He is. Tell Him how magnificent He is. I mean, boy, just start bragging on God. Hey, that overwhelmed stuff will go away here in a little while. Amen. Amen. So David said, when my heart's overwhelmed, God, hear me. God, hear me. It was a desperate cry. It was a continual cry. But then he didn't stop there. He said, from the end of the earth, in verse 2, will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, watch what he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Not only did David say, Lord, hear me, but David said, Lord, lead me. Lord, lead me. Do you know when we get to a place where we're overwhelmed, we are apt to make bad decisions, use bad judgment. Why? Because we don't feel good. We're apt to say something out of our mouth before we think. Why? Because we're in a bad mood. Amen. You know what we need? During those times in our lives when we're overwhelmed, we need the leadership of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord, lead me. God, hear me, but Lord, lead me. I don't know how I got in this mess, but Lord, lead me out of it. I don't know how I got to this pity party place. I don't know how I got to this place of depression or whatever the case is. I don't know how I found myself here, God, but Lord, I don't know the way out. You ever had the Lord lead you out? Come on. You ever had the Lord lead you out when you was overwhelmed? Boy, I have too. He said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. You know what we need some leadership in? His Word. Yes, sir. Psalms 119, is it 105? Said, Thy Word's a lamp unto my feet. Is that right? A light unto my path. What's that saying? It'll show us the way out. It'll show us the way out. When I get overwhelmed, listen. Sometimes it's hard to pick this up. Sometimes it's hard to pick this up. Why? Because I'm overwhelmed. I don't feel like reading. I don't feel like praying. But boy, I better. Hear me, O God. Lead me, O God. Lead me. Show me something. Give me an answer. Have you ever been praying for God to give you some direction on something and there you found it in the Word of God? Huh? There you found the answer right there in His Word. God said, here you go. God, give me some light. I pray that all the time. Lord, I need some light on this situation.
Yes, sir.
Do you know where it comes from every time? This book right here. Almost every single time.
Amen.
Lord, hear me. Lord, lead me. I'm going to wind this up. He said, for Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. He said, Lord, hear me. Lord, lead me. Then he said this, Lord, protect me. Lord, protect me. I'm not in a good state. Maybe I'm in a vulnerable state right now. Lord, I need you to ramp up the hedge just a little bit. God, if there's some way you could make that hedge of protection a little bit thicker today, a little bit taller today, God, I am apt to fall. God, protect me. God, protect me. He said, for Thou hast been a shelter for me. You know what he's doing? He's relying on what God's done for him in the past. His heart is overwhelmed, so he goes back to where maybe another place where his heart was overwhelmed, and he said, God, you did it there. You helped me there. You protected me there. You got me through that one, and you got me through that one, and you got me through that. God, put your hand on me one more time and get me through this one. Amen. That's how we live our lives, day by day. Remember what Jesus said when you pray? Pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Remember what he said when it came to the provision part? He said, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't ask for a month's supply. He didn't ask for a year's supply. Just give me what I need for today. God, get me through Thursday. Help me to face what I've got to face tomorrow. I'll ask for Fridays tomorrow. Amen. He said, hear me, lead me, and protect me. How many of you know that God has certainly at times protected you? You ever feel like He's protected you from you? Amen. Oh yeah, I mean, boy, there's an enemy out there and he's real. But there's one right here too. And it's just as real. God, protect me from them. But God, protect me from him. Amen. God, I need your protection. I need that shelter. You ever wonder if God doesn't look at you and go, That boy ain't got sense enough. Yeah. Boy, I need his protection. And you need his protection. Some of you have been out of work for a long time. Boy, you need to pray for God's protection. Protection against what? Against doing something stupid.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you have been out of work so long, I'm scared to death you're going to hear about a job in another state somewhere. Boy, it got quiet. Some of y'all been on the internet looking, hadn't you?
Amen.
I'm not saying it couldn't work, but I'm saying rarely does it. The family always suffers spiritually.
Come on, preacher.
No, we're not the only church in the country. But when we go putting monetary gain before spiritual gain, it'll shoot us in the foot just about every time. God protect me from doing something crazy. God protect me from doing something stupid. Protect me from the enemy without. But God protect me from the enemy within.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
How many of you are your own worst enemy?
That's
right. Yeah, me too. Me too. Listen, let's close this thing out in verse number 8. He said, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. First of all, David said, hear me. He said, lead me. He said, protect me. And here he says, tune me up. Amen. Tune me up. When I get overwhelmed, I don't feel like singing. Do you hear what I said? When I get overwhelmed, I don't feel like singing. Now, he said up there in verse number 2, he is clearly overwhelmed. His heart is overwhelmed. But yet he says, I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing. Sing praises. Sing songs, hymns. Amen? Spiritual songs. They make you feel better. They really will. Brother Charles mentioned a song a while ago, just before church started. He said, Brother Eddie, you remember that old song? And he started quoting a little bit of Peace in the Valley. How many of y'all ever heard that?
Yes, sir.
He said, that's what I feel like today. You know what I was thinking when he said that, Brother Freddie? God gave him a song.
Yeah.
I had this thought on my heart, and I'm thinking, boy, there's Brother Charles, and he's just telling me out of his own mouth. He's had a long day and a weary day, and he said, but boy, God, give me peace in the valley. Amen. Hey, can he give a song in the night season?
Yes, sir.
He can do it. He can do it. But we got to be hunting it. Amen. We got to be hunting it. Man, when I get overwhelmed, singing praise ain't what I feel like doing. I doubt you do either. I doubt you look at that stack of bills you can't pay and sing Amazing Grace or Victory in Jesus. Come on, we live in the real world. Amen. You look at that stack of bills and start singing some old country song. Amen. That's the truth, isn't it? But David said, Lord, I'm overwhelmed. Hear me. Just hear me, God. It'd do you good tonight to know that God heard your prayer. As we gather up on this altar tonight, we ought to find encouragement. Even though we're overwhelmed, we ought to find encouragement in the fact that God hears our cries. Even when we don't think He's listening, He's still listening. Amen. Hear me, O God, He said. And He said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Boy, in these difficult days, some of us need leadership. We need leadership. I'm not talking about pastoral leadership. I'm talking about Holy Spirit leadership in our lives. We need God to lead, guide, and direct us. Then he said, hear me, lead me. Then he said, protect me. Protect. I don't know about you, but I need protection. I need protection. Lord, protect me. And then God, give me a song. Give me a song. What to do when your heart is overwhelmed. Let's stand to our feet tonight.